You're listening to SBS News.
Robert Gordon Menzies was born in Japaret in Victoria on the 20th of December, 1894. He rose to be Australia's longest-serving Prime Minister, holding the position twice, from 1939 to 1941, and from 1949 to 1966, a total of 18 years and 5 months. His first term as Prime Minister commenced in 1939 under the now extinct United Australia Party, as the threat of war was growing in Europe.
Fellow Australians, it is my melancholy duty to inform you officially that in consequence of a persistence by Germany in her invasion of Poland, Great Britain has declared war upon her, and that as a result, Australia is also at war.
He helped found the Liberal Party in 1944 and was a strong defender of the 1901 Immigration Restriction Act that came to be known as the White Australia Policy.
As long as we possibly can, we ought to aim at having a homogeneous population. I don't want to see reproduced in Australia the kind of problem they have in South Africa, or in America, or increasingly in Great Britain. I think it's been a very good policy, and it's been of great value to us.
Another major political figure, Malcolm Fraser, was Liberal leader and Prime Minister from 1975 until 1983. He benefited directly from one of the country's most notorious political events. As opposition leader, he had blocked the passing of Labor Prime Minister Gough Whitlam's budget bills through the Senate in October and November 1975. That led to Governor-General Sir John Kerr withdrawing Mr. Whitlam's commission as Prime Minister on the 11th of November and installing Mr. Fraser as interim Prime Minister.
There will now be an election as the Constitution requires. The great defence of our democracy is that the Constitution must be upheld. The Australian people will have their say. The choice is theirs at the ballot box.
Mr. Fraser won by a huge majority. Economically conservative but socially quite progressive, his government continued and extended Labor-initiated reforms such as the Family Court. It established a special broadcasting service and declared parts of the Great Barrier Reef as a marine park. Australia's second longest-serving Prime Minister was another Liberal, John Howard. Prime Minister from 1996 to 2007, John Howard brought in tough gun laws following the Port Arthur massacre, abolished the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission, and created Australia's offshore processing system for asylum seekers.
It's about this nation saying to the world, we are a generous, open-hearted people, taking more refugees on a per capita basis than any nation except Canada. We have a proud record of welcoming people from 140 different nations. But we will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
John Howard committed Australia to the United States-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan after the September 11 terrorist attacks. The stability enjoyed in the Menzies and Howard eras was blown away in the years since Mr. Howard lost the 2007 election to Kevin Rudd's Labor Party. That election triggered a period in Australian political history of unstable leadership on both sides of politics. Tony Abbott led the coalition back into government in September 2013.
In 3 years' time, the carbon tax will be gone. The boats will be stopped. The budget will be on track for a believable surplus. And the roads of the 21st century will finally be well underway.
But Mr. Abbott was deposed as party leader and Prime Minister, not at an election, but in a leadership challenge by Malcolm Turnbull in September 2015. Mr. Turnbull himself lost the Liberal leadership and his job as Prime Minister after another leadership challenge in August 2018.
Australians will be just dumbstruck and so appalled by the conduct of the last week. To imagine that a government would be rocked by this sort of disloyalty and deliberate insurgency is the best way to describe it, deliberate destructive action.
The challenge by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton led to two leadership spills. Mr Turnbull won the first against Peter Dutton, but didn't stand in the second, and Treasurer Scott Morrison defeated Mr Dutton to become the Liberals and Australia's third Prime Minister in less than two terms of government, the nation's seventh since 2007.
If you have a go in this country, you'll get a go. There's a fair go for those who have a go. That's what fairness in Australia means.
It will be Mr Morrison who leads the coalition in this year's election campaign against the Labor Party led by Bill Shorten. Mr Morrison has placed a strong emphasis on reinforcing the image the Liberal Party cultivates for itself, being strong on national security, including on asylum seekers who arrive by boat, and being good managers of the economy. Dr Zare Gazarian, senior lecturer in politics at Monash University, says the Liberal Party was created from a range of parties to represent people not aligned to the Labor Party and the trade union movement, such as business owners and salary earners. He says the party always has had elements of social conservatism and pragmatism, but in recent years the differences between its socially conservative elements and those who are progressive have reached new levels.
This has ultimately resulted in leadership tensions. It's resulted in a series of policy problems for the Liberal Party. But ultimately, it reflects where the party started from, and that is a broad church, as the party likes to say, a broad church of views and ideas, all represented within one party, whose goal it is to win elections and ultimately defeat the Labor Party.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.